Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I never thought I'd have a take worse than the NL East is over. And unfortunately, Cranky, you're not taking my spot, as we were joking about months ago. Who knows how that's going to end up here, BT. Obviously, we have to acknowledge it to start the show. Mm-hmm. We've read what's going on. We've been in the loop. This is not a surprise. You know, dating back to months, as I talked about when we joked about that Craig would come back. To me, it was always inevitable when he left that he would come back. With that said, nothing is official. I'm grateful I have the opportunity to do the show with you every day, and we'll continue to do that as long as we have that opportunity.
Yeah, and they trust us to do the show the right way, which we're going to do here. Listen, yesterday was a tough spot. You know, I think a lot of people want to know why we didn't get into it on the air as things were breaking in real time, because we're being professionals. That's the short answer. I spoke to an executive this morning, and I know the contract's not signed. I know that, okay? But I also know that Craig will be coming back. So we're not trying to fool anybody. What that means downstream, there'll be many days and shows and segments to dive into that, give you guys more clarity. But you're right. I do think it's important to stress before we get into the actual show. Hey, do you really, Sal, let's be honest, at this point, to give a rat's ass with Joe Shane to
did
say?
Did Joe Shane speak yesterday? I had other stuff going on.
Joe Shane, listen. I didn't listen to a word that Joe Shane said.
My
Joe
God, Shane. My mother crying. My wife had to talk everybody off the ledge. You think I'm worried about what Joe Shane said about his crappy Giants?
Care less about Joe Shane. But listen, there will be a day where we'll do this more extensively for sure. This is not our last show. We can promise you this. And as long as we're here, we're going to do what we do, which is what we think a pretty damn good show.
And now let's do that and have some fun along the way here. So, all right, about Joe Shane. For me, the number one thing, BT, now we talked about this yesterday. He was on the air when we first, well, it was about 15 minutes we had left in the show, 1:45. Then he started this thing.
He actually just speaks like 2:20.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. It was supposed to be at 1:45, so he was late. I mean, on par. Hey, maybe he's going to be disciplined like Abdul Carter has been. But the number one takeaway for me, it's not about what Joe Shane says because nobody cares. Other than him saying that they're going to evaluate ownership, going to evaluate the entire football operation at the end of the season as they should. No assurances that Joe Shane is going to be back. If the New York Football Giants allow Joe Shane to decide who the next head coach is of this team, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they've been underperforming for 4 years. We know all the history. We don't have to rehash it. But at least to me, the one encouraging thing was that it wasn't definitive that he's going to be leading the search or that he's going to be here beyond this year. It's that the Giants organization is going to evaluate everything at the end of another loss season.
Allow me to do the evaluation for them. It's not good, and I think everything needs to change. And I think everything's going to change here, Sal. I really do. I don't think Joe Shane's going to be back. Hey, maybe me, you, and Joe could do a podcast at some point. I do think that the Giants know that Joe Shane was given a pretty fair shake and just didn't deliver to the level that I think the Giants needed him to deliver. Now, to me, and I think you and I fundamentally disagree a little bit on this, I think that the Giants' job is incredibly appealing right now. And Joe Shane did say that. He said that yesterday, and I do agree with that. Now, think about all the other times when they were trying to hire a coach, and they're going through the cycle, and we know all the names, just like we know all the bad, you know, the bad moments. We don't need to regurgitate everything. We know who we're talking about. But every time that they were going through this, I don't think that it was ever clean. Like, number one, they never had a quarterback. I think we all think. Now, again, varying degrees, I think Dart's going to be a star. You really like him, maybe not as much as me. But I think everybody looks at him as incredibly attractive and very appealing. So that makes the job appealing. But the other thing, you go back to the early hires, right? You know, the McAdoofus, as you call him, and Shermer. Like, that was, like, you had just ripped off the Eli Manning Band-Aid. And to me, there's never been a more undesirable position in terms of coming into coach or be the GM, but specifically to coach as the day-to-day mouthpiece of the franchise when you are trying to transition from a franchise icon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like so it's one thing to have the quarterback, which I believe they do in Jackson Dart. It's another thing to not have to deal with, you know, all right, the guy that just won a couple of Super Bowls and a couple of Super Bowl MVPs, and all right, he's there with Phil and Lawrence Taylor and Gifford and all the other great Strahan, all the other great Giants. We don't have to deal with that. So I thought that was an undesirable roadblock for maybe a lot of potentially good candidates who may have been interested in the Giants back then. That is not there. A good quarterback is. You'll have a new GM. I think it's a good job now.
Yeah,
I do.
I'm not going to go there because I think the next layer to this is what is ownership / decision-making going to look like here. Where we don't know, unfortunately, and it's always a tricky thing to talk about. We say this every time with the health of Mr. Mara. We just don't know who's going to be making the decisions with the Giants long-term moving forward or what the stability of ownership is going to look like. We're obviously hoping for the best and maybe all is going to be well and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
But if I'm being asked to interview for this head coaching job or I'm a head coach that's available and this spot is there, I'm assessing everything about every potential opportunity. And if there's uncertainty or instability at the top, I don't know if it's as appealing as you're making it sound. Not to mention that let's take it down a notch. Okay, well, Jackson Dart, yeah, you have a quarterback who's still learning, who has been reckless. Not a bit reckless. He has been reckless. So he hasn't proven much. I know he's got potential. I'm not trying to knock Dart and say that he's not the answer. Daniel Jones had potential, too. This feels different. It looks a little bit different. We understand that. Daniel Jones, by the way, is actually having success. As much as the Colts have come back down to the pack a little bit, he's had proven success. He's won a road playoff game before. Jackson Dart has ways to go before we see that. He's on a 2-11 football team. I know it's not his fault, but again, he's out. He's got the concussion. He's playing reckless football. So it's not to me where, wow, it's the New York Football Giants and there's a stable organization, stability within the ownership. There hasn't been much turnover. They've got everything in place. Like, I look at the Giants right now as a mess, an unstable mess with uncertainty at the top.
They're a mess. There's no doubt that they're a mess and they've been a mess for a long time. I'm not trying to put them on the, like, if this was the NCAA tournament from an organizational perception point of view, I'm not saying they're the Niners or the Eagles with Howie Roseman or the Ravens who have just, even though they're only 6-6 this year, you know, they've really transitioned since they got away from Ozzie Newsome and they've really been a model franchise, or the Buffalo Bills with a star quarterback and a good head coach. I'm not saying McDermott's great, but good, who's been there for a while, playoff team every year. No, it's really the complete antithesis. The Giants have been a bumbling mess for the better part of, you know, 12, 13 years without a couple of, outside of a few outlier seasons. I'm not trying to fool anybody and say that this is a good, like, this is a good situation compared to the great situations in the NFL. But what I'm doing is I am taking the Giants opening, and I perceive there to be two openings eventually when Shane is relieved of his duties. So the head coach and the GM, I think it'll be very desirous because you're going to have to compare
desirable?
Desirable. Both fit.
I
know you were going to check me on that.
I've never heard desirous
before.
No,
they're both.
Okay. Desirous. Okay, I like it. I'm sorry. Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah. I got to double check this one too. I'm going to stick with desirous, although certainly desirable works as well. I think when you look at the other hot messes out there in the NFL, whether it's the Titans, the Browns, when Stefanski's fired, do you really think Sanders is going to be a quarterback in the future? Who knows? I don't. So I don't think of the other 6, 7, 8 openings, I don't think any one of them measures up to the Giants. It's the New York market. It is a quarterback that I believe in, And I believe that this will be the chance to have head coach and general manager synergy, meaning they're going to hire a new GM who's going to have direct say on the coach, and it won't be like, well, the coach is coming in, and the GM's on his last leg, and he's dead man walking, and does a really good, accomplished veteran coach want to attach himself to that situation? I just think it's going to be a clean, fresh start, and I feel, I feel like Giants ownership knows they cannot entrust this job with somebody who's never done it before. It's big boy time.
BT, it's Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I wonder if we're going to get calls today on support of Joe Shane. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were getting some of those. I think the majority of people wanted to move on from Shane even prior to Monday night. But now, at this point, seeing Shane and Kafka, is there anybody left out there that is in support of Joe Shane? 888-808-1019. Brad is in Mineola starting us off. What's up, Brad?
Gentlemen, there's no support for Joe Shane. And at the end of the day right now, we are the second pick in the draft. And I don't trust him to choose our next big player, our next big star. And there are a lot of them. And as a Michigan fan, unfortunately this year, there are a lot of them that are wearing the scarlet and white. Arvell Reese, Cornell Tate, to name a few. I don't trust it at all. And guys, just before I go, I'll follow you wherever you go. Love you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, Brad. I mean, think about this. Listen, I'm sure there's a Joe Shane supporter somewhere. But I believe at this point most voices are dissenting, and they should be, just based on the evidence, what he's done as the general manager of the Giants. I think you've got to really be ultra creative and think long and hard to come up with a reason to stamp him as the guy moving forward. So I'm not doing that. You're certainly not doing that. Very few people are. Now, if Abdul Carter was out there, number one, showing up on time and being a pro, but more specific to actually having a good rookie season or an impactful rookie season, if he's out there with 9.5, 10.5 sacks, well, maybe the Colts come in and say, hey, guys, we know that, you know, he hasn't won a lot of games, but, you know, he just got a destructive force in terms of Carter. You know, he got the quarterback. Roll it out one more year. Well, the quarterback's been banged up pretty much every game, and Abdul Carter has not done anything. So I just don't think there's much evidence to try to prop up for Shane to be the guy. I don't see it.
The idea that the Giants would release a statement weeks ago that Joe Shane would be leading the way for the new head coach, that made no sense whatsoever. And then there were reports that came out that quickly, not refuted that, but let everybody know, hey, that's not necessarily the case here. Even though it was the Giants who released that statement, there was no guarantee that Joe Shane would be back. So I do think it's a circumstance of what's gone on there. This is not trying to pick on Joe Shane or say that he needs he had 4 years. 4 years to turn this thing around. And it progressively got worse in the final 3 years of that. He has to go. I'm sorry. There's no way. Forget about having him mess with that top pick and the players he'd be bringing in. Why in the world would you trust him to pick the next head coach? There's no way the Giants should be thinking that. And at this point, I had my doubts. And then they released that statement. I was like, oh, man, this is a problem.
Yeah, that shook me a little bit, too.
Yeah, okay. But now I feel definitively they're going to move on.
That's why sometimes, you know, getting your brains beaten in on national TV is not a bad thing. Because now the perception, it just can't be ignored. I mean, when you have your kicker, you know, killing worms and not even hitting the ball, giving up a 94-yard, you know, a special teams touchdown, and just looking like a train wreck for Buck and Aikman to diagnose all night for the entire world to hear it, that ain't a good look. And nobody affiliated with the Giants with any sort of juice is going to appreciate that, and I believe that that will force them to react accordingly. Now, we'll get that answer, you know, in 5 weeks or so when the Giants season is over. But the thing, too, you say that it's year four for Joe Shane, and here was the – it's interesting because Dable's been gone now for a while and Shane's still here – but the thing that you and I always said, we were always in accord with this, Sal. At least with Dable, you can say, all right, where is the tangible evidence that proves he could be a coach? Well, he came in, inherited a mess, elevated a team that was moribund the years prior to that, got him 9 wins, won a road playoff game, and there wasn't a lot of talent. You know, squeeze a little something out of Daniel Jones and blah, blah, blah. We know what happened there. Where's the evidence that Joe Shane's done anything? Because that first year, that the only decent year that those two men had, in terms of attributing or trying to like delineate the lines of success,
yeah, it was Dable.
Joe Shane didn't do anything the first year because he didn't set that roster. Dable came in, coached him up, and then years 2, 3, and 4, when Shane's influence was really felt on the roster, they've gone backwards and they've been non-competitive most years.
And at least now you could say definitively, that's what I'm saying, I think everybody now could agree, even if you wanted to believe in Joe Shane, they switched the head coach, not working. They switched the defensive coordinator, not working. Abdul Carter has issues. Nothing has been working. Dennis is in Yonkers, and I know he feels the same way. What's up, Danny?
Brandon and Sal, how are you both?
Good. Good to hear from you.
What's up, man? How you doing
good
today?
Man. Good, man. Good. You know, Sal, you know I want Shane out. But, I mean, this is not a vendetta. I mean, I wanted them to be my last GM and coach. And the empirical evidence is there, 21-44-1. If we keep them, it's going to be, you know, 25-55-1. There's nothing to say it's going to change. His roster has been mid-20s by metrics for four straight years or less. And in his fourth year, it should be an ascending championship roster, and it's not. Or a contending roster for playoffs. I gave him a lot of credit for drafting Jackson Dart. That'll be his legacy. But let's face it, he wanted to move up and get Cam Ward. And if you did the tape work, I don't know how, maybe you guys know, I don't know how Caleb Williams and Cam Ward were predetermined 1-1s over Daniels, May, and Dart. And they just, you know, Sal, I do a draft for a couple of sites. It's just, if you did the tape work, I don't know what you saw, but, you know, the industry said they were. And I think it's been proven that Daniels may, and I think Dart is going to be a better asset and a better quarterback. The criteria is, can your quarterback take you to and win a championship? And I think those three can. I think Daniels will bounce back. I think he's really good. But the Shane, here's what worries me. Paul Schwartz, who I like, I think he's as good as anybody covering the Giants, wrote an article yesterday that said Shane needs next coach to be a leader. It almost sounds like there isn't a determination to move him out. And I'm worried that I think Kafka has exposed himself as not a head coach, as not a head coach in waiting, because his game management, time management are abysmal. But I'm not so sure Shane's going to be out, because I keep seeing and hearing things that say he is, and he really should be at this point. I hate to say it, he should be.
And sorry to cut you off, Dennis, and thanks, we appreciate, man, your knowledge and taking the time to call. Thank you. If they keep Joe Shane, there's nothing further to discuss. I don't care who the quarterback, Joe Shane can't be picking the next head coach. He shouldn't be picking players. What? They said the same thing after last season. Well, we believe we had a great draft. Oh, well, then how come you didn't win any games? Oh, well, we believe we have a talent. Well, then how come you're 2-11? Something doesn't add up to me. You either pick great players, which should leading to wins, or you don't pick good players, which is why your record is what it is, not for one fluky year. For 3 years, you've had an abysmal record. You're supposed to show growth from a new regime, from year 1 to year 4. We have seen regression from them. If Joe Shane is around, the New York Football Giants aren't even worth discussing.
Well, think about this. Gettleman, and listen, Gettleman caught a lot of heat, and rightfully so. He didn't really do the job either. Which is part of, you know, when you have two GMs who haven't really done the job, you look up, it's a decade of hell. I mean, that's pretty much what it equates to. So we shouldn't be surprised that we're here. And even, even at the end of Reese, I mean, it wasn't really good. But the point is, like with Gettleman, you talk about him when he was shown the door, and then people started parachuting in, like, wow, he did the Andrew Thomas and Saquon and, you know, some of the best players on the roster. That's got to be on the resume of Gettleman. Understood. It doesn't mean that there can't be a few bright spots on the resume, much like there's a couple of bright spots on the resume for Joe Shane. But you either win or you don't. And I think more importantly here, you either show a real direction, like not compete and still lose 13 times a year, but you slowly, incrementally start to win some games, and they've never done that. So to me, there's really nothing else to evaluate with Joe Shane. I'm sorry.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation with your calls, 888-808-1019. Working some baseball as well, some hot stove stuff, so plenty to get to here. Just getting started on this. What day is today? Wednesday morning, Wednesday, on the Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We love the hot stove conversation and all of that stuff. So looking forward to getting into that with you, with the Mets and Yanks and what needs to be done so we can talk about that. Obviously, week now 14 in the NFL. Hoff is back with us, so he could probably get us the updated perfect parlay standings, although I hesitate to ask for those.
There has been a
change atop the leaderboard there with you getting on a heater all of a sudden.
I know.
It hasn't happened in perfect parlay history, back-to-back weeks with a perfect parlay.
And I might not be done. Now I could go maybe a little more conservative. I've been throwing those, 40-yard...
Three-teamers you hit. Three-teamers.
Yeah, now I can maybe look for a little two-teamer, keep the mojo going, go a little back-to-back-to-back. So not only did I... And he hit this as well. And you're right. I don't trust his math at this point, so we got to double check. Yeah.
No, he keeps record of it all.
Well, no, I trust his ability to compute it accurately. I don't trust his ability not to lie to us.
Can you print
that? Because he wants to be in first place.
Can you print that? It's nice to see you, by the way, Hoff.
Yeah, Hoff. I mean, he's waving at you. What?
Well, we haven't seen you since pre-Thanksgiving. Jeez.
I got one guy saying I'm going to cheat the system.
You haven't been here since last Tuesday.
Since you took batting practice.
I asked Rami to give me the perfect Paulie standings. He's like, I don't know. I look at Dove. He's like, I don't know.
Dove.
Nobody could get it.
He could have texted me. I mean, I might have been sleeping yesterday,
also,
but I could have texted him.
Also, we do have an issue because you guys, and we do need to talk this out as a show.
Yep.
We do have an issue. You gave your turkey teaser on Tuesday, you and Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
I gave mine on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I believe there was a change in the line from the Lions game.
Favoring or hurting one of us?
Hurting one of us.
Who's the us?
I'm not going to mention that until I get...
Me,
no,
then.
No, I'm not going to mention that.
You know what I'm going to say?
No, before I tell you who the us is...
Must have a ruling?
Well, should...
Whenever the picks were made, so if I'm positively or adversely affected, same with Hoff, okay?
Yeah.
Since we did it a day before you, since we were out on Wednesday, whatever we did on Tuesday... Despite some fluctuations in the line on Wednesday when you did it, should remain married to what was said on Tuesday. That's only right, otherwise, why do we do it?
Right. So you're saying whatever the line is at the time of the pick?
Correct.
But why would then say somebody else have a why would you and me have different lines for the same game?
Well, maybe it changed a half a point based on some late money coming in from Tuesday to Wednesday.
Is that fair for the system?
It is, because we determined that, you know, you could have done a Tuesday with us. You elected not to, because in your slippery mind, you're thinking you're going to get an advantage.
No,
That's what you're thinking.
The truth is, I was working by myself. I needed content to get through Wednesday.
And you know what? He did say that, though.
If I need the turkey day teaser on Tuesday, what the hell am I going to talk about tomorrow?
He said that.
So, and I ended up getting screwed.
Oh, you did?
Now, I'm
sorry to hear that, buddy. Been a rough couple days for you, huh?
Exactly. I don't know. I want the turkey day teaser. I need that. So for me, I think it cost me a half point on the Lions part of the teaser.
Did you go up or down? I don't know what you did for the Lions.
I took the Lions, who were favored on Tuesday, I believe, by 2.5.
Yep.
On Wednesday, it went to 3.
Okay.
Which means I had the Lions +7.
Uh-huh.
They lost by 7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and then on a teaser.
On a teaser, a little 10-point swing.
But I believe ties are not a push on a teaser.
No, they are. So they, if you do a 4, and unless I'm wrong on this, if you do a 4-team parlay and you
parlay, yes. Teaser. Yeah. Teaser. Remember,
oh, that's right. What am I saying? I'm still missing that. Remember, I messed it up last week.
BT, do you in fact know what a parlay or a teaser is?
I probably gambled as much as anybody.
All right, let's get back to the calls here, but we got to clear that up a little bit later on. 888-808-1019. Rich is calling from Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I just happened to mention the teaser. A teaser is a loser. A tie is a loser.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Not in a parlay.
That's a big half point.
All,
it cost me 35 points.
Guys, since day one. You guys are a great show, great chemistry.
Thanks.
And as far as Joe Shane goes, I split season tickets with 4 other guys. And none of us are going to renew if the Giants don't get rid of Shane. And they've got to get a established coach, whether it's McCarthy.
I'm calling BS on that.
Oh.
Yeah, Rich, I respect what you're saying, and I love what you're saying. I'm calling BS on that. How many years have you had season tickets?
Over 40.
Yeah. Over 40 years. And this is going to be where you draw the line in the sand? Where were you the last decade when you could have said, well, if they keep this guy, if they hire this guy, if they do that, this is, if they bring Joe Shane back, are you really going to pull your season ticket?
I was exaggerating a little bit.
There you go.
I knew
good job on that, Sal. Yeah, no, that's a good call.
The Giants are bottom 25% in talent. The guy hasn't fixed the field goal kicker in 3 years.
That's true.
They have no big player neighbors, yes, but and they finally got Dart, who could probably hook up with them. If you get Theo Johnson in a Secret Santa deal, get him a pair of hands for Christmas.
He's another one who's overrated. Oh, yeah, thanks for the call.
I kind of like Theo Johnson. Not as a star. I think he's okay, though.
Okay.
Theo's fine.
I can understand saying you like him because there are things that are likable about his skill set. However, he's not very good. He has maybe the potential to be good. No, I mean, dropping balls.
He should have caught that. I thought he had to catch that ball. That was a great throw
by
Dart.
But, BT, this has been a repeated thing. It doesn't mean that he can't figure it out, but it's the potential of a guy.
His consistency's not there.
He looks good, and there's potential there. You say, wow, okay, he jumps off the screen at you, big-bodied guy, can move a little bit.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So there are some attributes that are eye-opening. But however you look at the production, and the results are extremely inconsistent.
No, they are. But think about the quarterback play for the Giants the last couple of years. I mean, you had DeVito throwing, you know, the ducks. You have Russ the first couple of weeks, although, you know, week two was phenomenal when they put up 40 points and lost late to Dallas. You know, obviously, Dart is really talented, excuse me, but he's a rookie. Think about Evan Engram and the way, like, you go back to his years with the Giants. I'd love to hear some of the conversations on this station and on social media about Evan Engram when he was still a New York Giant. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's the same trajectory for Theo Johnson. I'm just saying that there's something to be said for a young player, you know, getting better and gaining some consistency. If you don't at least flash enough for me to say, I think you could be really good, I lose interest quick. Now, what offsets that is the inconsistencies. But and same with Mason. Mason Taylor's not inconsistent. I just see a flash that I like. I see a ceiling that is appealing, and I see the ceiling with Theo. But I just got to see, I mean, this is important stuff here.
Yeah.
I've got to see fewer drops. Well, and if you get, I know, that's why it sounds idiotic to say that.
No, I know. He's still a young player.
I like him. I've always liked him.
I wouldn't give up hope on him, but those things are part of the reason why the Giants are 2-11. So you could say, well, we like the draft pick in Theo Johnson because there's a lot to like there. However, the results with some of the drops and key spots or whatever it may be, or the inconsistencies, all add up to a losing record.
And he's not the only one culpable there. There's no doubt. You're right. Now, also, you know, push this forward a little bit here, and he's going to be, I would think, early on, 95%, 90-ish percent of his explosiveness, talking about Neighbors. You know, I like Theo Johnson now. I really like Theo Johnson if Malik Neighbors is getting double-teamed.
Mark is calling from Houston, Texas. What's up, Mark?
Yo. Hey guys, first just want to say, you know, New Jersey native here in Houston now, and you guys have been my connection to back home. I can listen to you with my young son. There's never any smutter garbage. I love the show and follow you guys wherever you go.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Nice, man.
And I'm just asking, what do you guys think about with the Giants, maybe bring in the coach they like and have him bring in his own GM? Do you think that could be successful?
Only if it was somebody like a McCarthy or you know, Gruden, somebody who's done that. Although Gruden hired Mike Mayock, so I don't even know if I would give him that latitude. Mark, I would be open to it, but you basically have to be a Super Bowl winning head coach to have that kind of say.
Mark, I think it's a great question.
It is a good question.
I think you just nailed it, BT, and thank you for the call, Mark, and your support. We appreciate that. If I'm hiring Bill Belichick, and I would, I'm having him pick his guy, and I would hope that it would be Thomas Dimitroff. Dimitroff has earned... forget about deserved. I hate that word. He has earned another opportunity. Look at his track record.
I'm a fan.
And I'm more familiar with it than most because I followed the Falcons, especially back then.
Yeah.
And he came onto the New England tree of success. So I would try to pair, and it doesn't necessarily have to be him. It's just what I would do. And if anything, I'd rather have Dimitroff than even Belichick. And I'd let Dimitroff pick a head coach. But if it is head coach first and Belichick in place, I would hope he would bring Dimitroff along with him and they could work together. So that's what I would do. But I would, depending on the head coach, obviously prefer to have, in a perfect world, BT, you'd like to hire the GM and have him bring in his own guy.
Yeah, that's the synergy I'm looking for. It doesn't always happen. Usually
it's
messy.
But that's more of a rebuild to... You know what I mean? Or at least where the Giants are at, and God, they've tried that before. If it were Dimitroff or an experienced GM, then I'd be on board with saying, okay, I trust that experienced GM that has been proven to have success to hire the next head coach that he feels like he needs to hire.
I could get behind that. Let me ask you this. And this pertains to Belichick. And I'm curious how you answer this. So I just don't necessarily think that Belichick still has his fastball the way he once did. I can't prove that. You like him. We both respect him.
I can't prove it either. But
but we obviously, he's Lombardi, Parcells, Belichick, and Belichick in front of Parcells. That tells you how much we love because we love Parcells. Point being, when a coach gets older or is out of the game for a while, and it's been a couple of years for Belichick, and he's definitely older, you know, some people say the league passes him by because the league is always evolving. Dimitroff has been out of the game for a little bit in terms of being that head man. Right, I know he's with the Saints. I get that.
He got back in. He was doing other stuff. We had
a lot of TV. I know. Yeah. I love him. Great personality. The Jets. He was on the Jets radar before they hired Mucci. I think he's very polished. I think he's very good. I think he's very accomplished. I think he's very interesting. My question, though, would be, do you think that applies to the GM as well, who's out of the league as a GM for a couple of years, that as the league evolves, he could kind of lose that sync with what the league is doing?
If he were just sitting on his rear end doing other things outside of football, then maybe. But even then, I think if you're great at something, it may take a little while to knock the rust off. But eventually you're going to get back on and be like, okay, now we know what we're doing. So and he has never truly left the game. So he's still been on it. Would I rather have... I can only give you my opinion. I can't.
That's what we're asking for.
Yeah, right. So would I rather have Thomas Dimitroff, who I know was excellent and only got fired because they incorrectly felt it was time for a fresh voice, change everything we're asking the Yankees to do with Brian Cashman. That's what happened in Atlanta. And look what's happened. This guy Fontenot's been there for 5 years, and they've gone the wrong way. He's made horrible draft pick and not knowing how to build a team, and the team sucks. So they wish, as a matter of fact, they should be hiring Dimitroff back. Point is, you look at his record, what he did with Atlanta, with two different head coaches as well. They got to a point with Mike Smith that they felt, okay, it was time to move on. They hired Dan Quinn. They ended up getting to the Super Bowl. We know about the collapse. But he knows what he's doing. Would I rather have that with that resume or take a chance on a first-time guy that's going to be elevated that comes from another organization? Because obviously, from the Giants' perspective, you're not elevating anybody within the organization.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think they've earned that.
Yeah, I don't think they've earned that. Yeah, I mean, listen, you look at coordinators, whether it's a Shula, who's very appealing to some, and all the other names that are being thrown out there for this head coaching cycle. I love to just look at their resumes. I like to see if there was... Now, generally, they're known for one side of the football. Dable, offense, obviously, somebody like Robert Saleh, defense. But a lot of these men, early in their career, they may have been on the other side or special teams somewhere in the middle. And I'm just... Which I think is good. I think it creates a well-roundedness that I think can be very appealing and serve that man and that franchise well. I look at Dimitroff here. Yeah, I didn't realize he was the... 2008 to 2020. I didn't know it was quite that long. So yeah. I love that stability. And obviously before that with the Patriots there, he was the national scout for a bunch of years, and obviously a lot of scouting ties, Lions, Browns, different franchises.
Now you also have to remember.
I like him. I've always liked him.
You also have to, and again, even if you don't follow it, look at his resume, look at his record. You also have to remember the circumstances that he took over with Vic going to prison.
Yeah.
And it's a historically losing organization. Prior to his arrival, they never had back-to-back winning seasons.
Oh, like your Mets season.
Correct.
The
Mets in the postseason only happened consecutive years twice in their history, as you referenced all the time. So he built that into a sustained, successful...
No question. Matt Ryan.
Yes.
He drafted Matt Third.
Yes, even though there was talk about... Remember, they got lucky. It was the third overall pick. Parcells was with the Dolphins as an advisor.
He was.
They took Jake Long.
Yeah.
And Glenn Dorsey, the guy who I wanted to take, he went number two to
D-tackle,
the Chiefs.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
And then the Falcons ended up with Matt Ryan.
And Matt Ryan was not a layup. Now, remember, my sister went to BC, so I always watch BC, right? Even now, I check in a little bit. I remember watching Matt a lot, and I loved him.
Yeah.
But what I remember saying on the air at that point was, you know, guys, look what he's doing. He's not even throwing NFL wide receivers. And that doesn't mean like Burrow at LSU wasn't a stud. He obviously was, and he's a stud now. But when you're throwing to guys who are going to play on Sunday versus guys who are only going to play on Saturdays and pretty much, you know, maybe enter the world of finance when they're done playing on Saturdays, I thought that was... even more reason to think that there was another level to Matt Ryan.
Right.
But that was a leap of faith, and he was not a great athlete. It's not like he was running around the pocket making people miss. So for him to hone in on him for a school outside of Doug Flutie, and that's pretty much it, that doesn't really put out quarterbacks, that was good instincts.
And they won immediately.
Yeah.
Even Mike Smith, he hired the right guy at the right time. They won immediately with a rookie quarterback, which was unheard of. Nobody expected anything from them. So, yeah, and as a matter of fact, I wanted them to build inside out. I'm saying this is the first year of a rebuild, inside out. Get me Glenn Dorsey. Obviously, taking Matt Ryan was the right thing.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hop pointed this out, or printed this thing out here. So all of a sudden, there has been a significant change.
Ooh, talk to me, Sounding Boy.
The perfect parlay pick segment going in and out week 14.
Yeah, don't count me out, boy.
You Hoff has 215, okay. Although I'm with you. I'm not sure of the math on that. Oh, because of the Turkey Day teaser? Where is he? He's not even in. What's he doing, Hoff? He got you one, it's your one segment. Come on, man.
Jeez.
Time might be running out.
God.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Anyway, so Hoff has the lead with 215 points.
215, I'm jotting it down. Big Hoff. Go ahead.
Did you do the math on where
you're
at?
No, I did not. I mean, I will to double check, but I've not done it yet.
All of a sudden.
Got other things on my mind. Big Hoff at 215.
They maybe have other things on your mind. But last week, it's like, if I hit the Patriots, all of a sudden you're doing the math. I know you're home with the calculator. Meanwhile, when you're not hitting them, I don't hear from you. We don't get picks. We don't want to discuss
Not a word.
You have 210.
Knock, knocking on Hoffy's door. Whoa.
Two straight three-team parlays hit the last 2 weeks. So you're 6-0. That's worth 50 points apiece. So you're right there with Hoff.
Boy.
He has 215. You have 210. And I have 110. So I'm going to need to go on a little bit of a run myself. Last week I was 0-3, dude. I got murdered. I had the Chiefs on Thanksgiving.
Ugh.
I had the Lions on Thanksgiving. And I had the Eagles on Black Friday. 0-3.
The Eagles, that was a stunner. I guess nothing is really a stunner this year. You and I have talked about this. It's a wild, wacky season, but that Eagles game did surprise me. Hoff, you looked like you were cozy up to the mic there. Do you want to say something?
Wait
a second. So with my 110, does that not include the Turkey Day teaser?
I thought you said you missed that.
Well, I mean, there's a discrepancy. I'm playing under protest. What do you mean? You guys got a different line than I got. That half a point can mean 35 points to me.
Yeah, you know, he's not going to win anyway. Throw him a bone. Here we go. Throw him the bone, Hoffy.
If we throw you the bone, then you get 35 additional points.
I can't take that bone.
You get all the way to 145.
I appreciate the bone being thrown. I have to turn that down. Here's the overall record.
Question, though. Did you count me getting the Jets game and the Falcons game?
Don't worry. It's all in.
Just ask you the question. We're close.
You were at 115 points last week.
Right. Okay.
And 210. That's a
now
massive
jump. Now you have to 210 because you hit the Turkey Day teaser.
That's
35.
30. Yep.
50.
35.
35.
Right. And then 50 for your parlay.
And that's 85.
And then
10 for the other two.
Yeah,
so
95.
We're up to 95 plus day. Okay.
There you go. Let's do more math here on the fan. Right. That'll help us out. By the way, Hoff on the year 23-27. BT 18-19.
Oof.
And I'm
back.
20-18.
Oh.
I still have the best record, but again, just not showing, man. 100 points behind. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Josh is calling from Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up? Before I get to my Giants point, BT, I discovered you when you worked with Tiki and Sal. I didn't listen to you much. I used to sleep at night, but when Boomer and G used to play those clips of you, just blowing your gasket on the collar every couple of weeks. I really enjoyed that.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck to you guys, whatever comes next.
Thanks, Josh.
Listen, when it comes to the Giants, look, I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm a casual fan. Mr. Merrick cares about the team 1,000 times more than I do. Unless he thinks that Joe Shane is going to win 13 games next year, even I feel terrible. He has a horrible illness. Why not hire a third party to get a new GM? Roll the dice. Like, what does he think is going to happen? Like, there's got to be someone out there or a family member. Someone could step in and lead the coaching search. They got to figure that if he was healthy, Shane would have been let go. Like, it has to be health related. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why not just go through the proper channels of letting him fight this illness while somebody else steps in and does what has to be done? Because it's not going to work. We all know it. He must know it, too.
Yeah. Listen, the big question, and thanks for the call there, Josh, and the kind words, who would that person be? Listen, you know what the Giants need? You know who they need? They need Tom Thibodeau. They need their version of Tom Thibodeau.
That's exactly right.
Because the Giants, you know, joking around saying the Giants have become the Jets. Well, the Giants really have become the Knicks. I mean, the bad Knicks. And we were very familiar for basically all of this century with the bad Knicks. And you need a guy who's going to come in, and that's why I'm very pro-McCarthy. Obviously, if you could trade for Tomlin or he gets fired, that's appealing. Gruden for some. You love Belichick. I get it.
But either
you need that
guys,
type.
Yeah, either way, those guys fit that. Now, maybe there's more risk of Gruden because he's been away from, like, at least with Belichick, you can talk about his age. He never left coaching. I love it. Still coaching. I mean,
I know he is.
He's coaching at college, and I know
not really
doing
coaching well.
Okay,
but
we don't know. It's year one of trying to build a program up there. Who the hell knows what's going on? Obviously, the results have not been good for years, dating back to the end of New England, but at least he's been coaching consistently, and I can look at him as, in my mind, the version of Tom Thibodeau for the Knicks. And maybe you could say that less confidently about Gruden, and you could say that about McCarthy as well, where he's that kind of level guy.
I got to say one more thing about Belichick here, though, because I was off the other day and you really got into it. So he's amazing. He's that goes without saying. I don't think he's quite what he was, but I can't prove it. But I got to tell you, the small amount of evidence, and you fall in love with who you fall in love with. This is not a judgment thing. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be below board, disrespectful, but this needs to be said. If you can't control your 24-year-old girlfriend in Chapel Hill, where she inserts herself into every scene, you think you're going to control her when you're the head coach of the Giants?
Well, control is probably not the right word to
use. Okay, maybe that's not trying to be a caveman, but she can't supersede you. I can't see more stories and pictures about her than I do about Belichick, which I have since they went to Chapel Hill.
Look at it, though, from his perspective, or if you put yourself in that reality. What he can't control is the attention that she gets via the media. There were pictures of her I saw the other day where she was pumping gas.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. Okay, she was wearing like a halter top and talking about her abs. Fantastic.
Okay, but
I don't mean that.
So, but that's where a lot of it comes from.
No, I think it all comes from when she's on the field at North Carolina games.
So she wants the attention.
Yes.
As most 24-year-old, however old.
24.
Okay, but you tell me you want him to be like, all right, cut it out, no more attention.
Yeah, to an extent, I do.
I don't.
I have no problem saying that. I know she's not an inanimate object. Clearly, she's not like a piece of plastic or a rock or a plant that you could just push to the side and say, be quiet. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something. If she respects him.
Maybe they could have a conversation saying, hey, all the attention that you're
warranting
is not helping me.
It's hurting me. Do you think that, and this is just common sense, if she's that front and center in Chapel Hill, do you not think that she'd be on the sidelines before the Giants are playing the Eagles and the Commanders and the Cowboys?
But think
wearing
about it.
Getting clicked a million times. And you can't control how many people take your picture. That's why the gas picture, that's not her. That's not.
But that is a big thing, even taking pictures of her on the field. Do we know that other coaches' wives and girlfriends don't go on the field? I think the big story is because of his age and who he is, and because of her age, and then because of the way she looked, it's just a perfect storm of media wanting to give it attention, where if I'm him, I'm not going to try to control her. I got to let her be herself and do what she wants to do, and I'm focusing on what I got to do. Now, it's not really hurting him because he has the job that he wanted with North Carolina. She's not the reason he didn't get a job in pro football. His record was, or maybe some of the way the interview goes, she's not the problem, but there's a perception that may not be the reality of the situation that is making it seem like she's a problem. But in his mind, he's probably just so focused on football and doesn't pay attention to all those.
And again, now to sound like a human being again, he probably doesn't calculate all this because he's madly in love.
Right.
I get it, dude.
Or just focused on football.
Yeah, but I think she makes it harder for him to do that. She is in meetings with North Carolina football staff.
See, that's
you kidding me?
That's a different story.
What?
I would assume that that's not normal operation.
It's not.
Yeah, okay.
And
if
he's prepared.
But his bosses should say something then.
Yeah, but
maybe if we brought our kids in here every day or wives in here every day, I mean, we wouldn't have a show.
No. You know, and by the way, I've taken my daughter's come a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, Colt's come at least five or six times.
Yeah,
every time he says, "Dad, can I hop on air?" And every time I say no, except like once or twice.
I know.
Because that's not what the audience wants to hear.
Right, exactly.
Well, you think Evan Roberts playing clips of his son at the Jets game every day? No, I'm just kidding.
But our boss wouldn't allow it.
Correct. And we're aware of that.
Yeah, right.
But we don't put them in the position to have to put their foot down to tell us, hey, don't bring your kids or don't put them on the air because we respect the dynamic of trying to do a show.
What I'm saying
is Belichick's not doing the same to her.
But what I'm saying is the hierarchy just say, hey, Bill,
They're kissing his ass,
well,
dude.
Well, but that's my point.
That he just came to grace them with his presence at North Carolina.
That's my point. So some people get away with more than others. It's just a fact. It's the nature of life.
I know, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to take away from the ability to do the job without unnecessary noise. And just to be clear, I know you said it, but you said it in a good way. I'm not saying control her. That's why I use the term inanimate. I'm not trying to be insensitive. She's not a rock or a plant. Right. Understood. She's not a baseball that you put in a bucket and say, you know, don't move because you can't. You're not a human. I'm not saying that at all. But I think it's very, what I am saying is this. I think it's very naive. If he was to come coach the Giants, which, by the way, I do not think there's any chance of at this point. But if he came, I do not believe she would be less visible than she's been thus far. And I deem that to be a problem because nobody else in the league does that.
You think it'd even be more attention?
I think 100%.
Well, what I would say is if they were winning, I don't think it would be as big of a deal as it is now that he's been losing for a long time, especially with Carolina.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.